Welcome to Federal Insights for March, part of the Digital Modernization Series discussing managed services, sponsored by GDIT.
Hello, and welcome to today's episode of Federal Insights. I'm Eric White. A new strategy from the Defense Intelligence Agency CIO office, published at the beginning of 2021, helps lay out the agency's data and IT goals. The document was not only for its employees and other agencies the DIA works with, it was also a message to vendors and other partners on what DIA's needs are and how they can help. To learn more, Federal News Network's Jason Miller spoke to Jack Gumto, CIO at the Defense Intelligence Agency, who helped explain what DIA's priorities are for the next few years.
So our strategy, DIA's strategy, is we haven't had a strategy in several years. Until last year, we put out our first strategy. The one that you're talking about now came out this year is just some tweaking of what we did last year going across the five-year FYDP. And so the goals are all staying the same. And the four goals are drive customer centricity. Goal number two, deliver data to the point of need. Goal three is optimize the DIA CIO core. And then goal four is equip our workforce. And we can talk about, you know, what's that really mean. The published document that we put out last year talked about it. This year's version is really more a tweaking some of the words and clarifying what we mean by that. So not only are our employees, the DIA as an entity altogether understands it, but also our vendors, academia, partners, they're all part of this journey that we're on to ensure that what we do in DIA CIO is meeting the needs of our partners. That is the bottom line.
Let's go through maybe those four goals that you laid out. When you talk about each one, I mean, let's start with customer centricity. I hear that so often from CIOs. It's been a huge focus over the last, I'd say, 4 or 5 years. How are you all going down that path?
Yeah, so let's jump back real quick on customer centricity and what IT people do in general. And so there's long been this view that IT does things for IT purposes, not for the customer purposes. So the customer wants me to deliver them an apple, and I bring them a bucket of chicken because I know better, right? So that is not customer centricity. Customer centricity is really about getting engaged with the customer or your partner, as the case may be, and understanding what they really want to do, not in a, hey, I need this system, can you go build it? But it's their daily OODA loop, so we understand ahead of what they're doing that we can anticipate their needs and then validate those needs with them and then move out. And so it's not so much IT saying, well, hey, we know better and we're going to go do this. It's a partnership. It's an integrated, intertwined partnership between the customer and us, so that we're moving forward together.
So the customer may say, and I'll play a little devil's advocate with you. Yeah, you say that all the time, but in the end, I'm still throwing my requirements over the transom and you're giving me back my requirements. So what are you guys doing at DIA CIO to create that partnership to be more integrated and more intertwined?
Yeah, so there's a couple things. One is, you know, we've had for a number of years what we call our senior account managers that are integrated with all of our centers and then with each of the COCOMs. They're part in an integral part of that entity, and they're that liaison that's in their staff meetings, that's talking to their senior leaders, that's listening and conveying what we can do. So that's one piece of it. Another part that we stood up is called the Customer Experience Group. So they are bringing together personnel from wherever it may be, a COCOM, from another center, or even from within CIO, and having a discussion with them and saying, what is it? What works well? What doesn't work well? How could we do better? And so we end up having a deeper understanding of the customer at the level the customer is addressing things with. And it's not as much as, oh, okay, I heard you, but, you know, as an IT, I have an IT filter going on, and that filter just changed it. It's this iterative process back and forth with them that allows us to get better ingrained with what the customer needs are. Another piece of this is, in the past, CIO writ large has been not as transparent as what I would like to have seen. So when I came into this job almost 3 years ago, June of 2018, one of my first goals going in was is transparency. And so I'm transparent about everything. And that includes all the way from what I'm doing with my employees, all the way to what we're doing with our customers and partners, and inclusive of what our budgets look like, where we're spending money, what our goals and objectives are, complete transparency. So there's no questions about, hey, are you doing this in my best interest? Now you're going to see it right up, or you have been seeing it right up front, that we are going to sit at the table. And one of my litmus tests I tell my folks are, is if I can't sit across the table from you and be fully transparent, then I've got a problem. So if you ask me how much money you're spending, I should be able to say, here's what I'm doing. So there was X amount of money in this budget. Here's what the taxes we had to take from that. Here's what a license cost was. Here's what a hosting cost was on this cloud environment. And this is what you have left in that pot, therefore, to go ahead and execute what we want to do. So how are we going to move forward? In the past, that stuff wasn't available. It was just said, all those things that got subtracted off the top were not shown. So they may expect it, I'm just going to throw out a number, $1 million in a pot. We took off 25% of that because it went to all those things, licenses, hosting costs, maintenance, et cetera. And then they ended up with $750K, and they're like, wait a minute, I'm looking into the bigger budget numbers and I can see there's $1 million, but you're only telling me the $750,000. What happened? And we wouldn't tell them. So we have changed that completely to be fully transparent with the customers and partners on that, so they can see everything.
That's Jack Gumto, Chief Information Officer for the Defense Intelligence Agency. We'll have more from this interview after a quick break. I'm Eric White.
We depend on IT every day to connect. This requires technology and practices that are constantly evolving to overcome changing demands. General Dynamics Information Technology accelerates the modernization of legacy IT environments and deploys advanced digital ecosystems, automation, managed services, software-defined networking, 5G IT infrastructure. GDIT modernizes the entire IT enterprise to power agency missions. GDIT, accelerate the power of modernization. Learn more at federalnewsnetwork.com, search digital modernization.
We continue our interview with Jack Gumto, Chief Information Officer at the Defense Intelligence Agency. He spoke with Federal News Network's Jason Miller.
One of the things you mentioned when you talk about the iterative process, it occurs to me this idea of DevSecOps. And that is, you hear so much about, I've got to bring the customer into it. We have to, as we move to agile development and DevSecOps and things of that nature, is that part of this customer experience? Or is that, yes, but in a different way? Because when you talk about customer centricity, you're not necessarily talking about the delivery of IT yet. This is just, okay, do we understand each other?
No, actually it's integrated throughout all of our goals. So with that, what you just said is how do we deliver is integrated into goal number three, which is optimizing the DIA CIO core. So one of the things that we did is another thing I did when I came in was, in the past, DIA CIO, I'll speak specifically, and I assume a lot of others, felt like we had to be the sole provider of all things IT data information to the agency. So we own it all. Well, guess what? We're not good at owning it all. There are some things that we're really good at, and some things I'm never going to be able to deliver well. So as much as we integrate with the customer and try to understand it, in many cases, our folks and CIO are not the customer in the sense of they're not a DI intelligence analyst. They're not a collection specialist. They're not a science and technology developer of unique capability. And so while we may understand the IT, we don't understand necessarily what they want to do. So the intent of all that was, let's do what we do best. So the core, the goal number three, was about three things if you think about a network stack. So at the transport level, we own that. At the infrastructure level, I own that. And at the platform level, I own that. I'll set the standards, the policy, the environment will control that. As you get above that at the application layers, I don't own that anymore. So that can now be joint. If you know what you want to do and you're going to build on my standards and policies and platforms, have at it, as long as you comply with what those are. And sec security, DevSecOps, the cyber, that's all a component of that. If you don't know and you want us to do, well, okay, then we can do that for you too, with you participating in that process. So it really got back to, yeah, customer centricity is really this iterative process back and forth, understanding and being open with them. But it's also saying, here's what I'm good at, and this is what we'll do. We'll deliver. We'll give you this guarantee on this component of it. And if you want to build on top of that, that's okay. I don't need to be the sole provider of that, because I don't want you to ask for an apple and I bring you a bucket of chicken.
That approach seems to be something that I'm seeing a little bit more of. It's also dealing with the shadow IT problem that I think has grown, maybe not at DIA, but definitely in the civilian world more often, where people, again, you, as you said, well, if they stop bringing me a bucket of chicken, I won't have to create my own apple. But until they do that, I'm just going to create my own apple. Is that part of this goal? Maybe not necessarily shadow IT per se, but creating the platform and then not hands off, but not trying to do everything, as you said.
So Jason, shadow IT was what one of the issues were. So before I became the CIO, you know, I used to hear this all the time. There's lots of shadow IT going on out there. And people were concerned about that. And a lot of the concern was about, well, then how do you maintain something? So Jason goes and develops application X and throws it over the transom to Jack and CIO and says, now you got to go maintain that. I'm like, okay, how's that going to work, right? That is a concern, but it's not my most pressing concern. My more pressing concern is, are you complying with the standards that we've established? Because as we've all seen in recent hacks and so forth with in the cyber world, if I don't have good controls in place, then we're susceptible to adversarial attacks on us. And so from a security perspective, it's more important to me than the budget aspect of it. The budget certainly does, because over time, as you continue doing things, and we're not programming for providing that maintenance and support for an application, it eats your base budget. So that it's both of those things, but to me, the security aspect is really, really critical. And as we go into, you know, clouds are becoming more and more prevalent, right? So in the IC, the intelligence community, we stood up, there was a couple clouds as part of iSight. One was GovCloud, provisioned by NSA, and the other one was C2S, which is Amazon hosted in our classified environment. That they have released a new contract called C2E, which is a multi-vendor cloud environment that's going forward. So I believe it's IBM, Google, Microsoft, Amazon, and Oracle are the five. So if there's not set standards, if there's not for both development, you know, applications, security, and so forth, when you start bringing in that level of complexity, so I'm running a workload in C2S, I'm doing storage in Oracle, and I'm searching the indexes via the Google piece on that, it's going to just be chaos, and we're going to spend a lot of money and not deliver what the customer needs, unless we're very tight on the enforcement of, here's some sets of standards and guidelines that you have to go for.
Jack Gumto is Chief Information Officer at the Defense Intelligence Agency. He talked to Federal News Network's Jason Miller. Hear more from this interview after one more quick break. I'm Eric White.
We depend on IT every day to connect. This requires technology and practices that are constantly evolving to overcome changing demands. General Dynamics Information Technology accelerates the modernization of legacy IT environments and deploys advanced digital ecosystems, automation, managed services, software-defined networking, 5G IT infrastructure. GDIT modernizes the entire IT enterprise to power agency missions. GDIT, accelerate the power of modernization. Learn more at federalnewsnetwork.com, search digital modernization.
Here's part three of our interview with Jack Gumto, Chief Information Officer for the Defense Intelligence Agency, speaking to Federal News Network's Jason Miller.
Now, Jack, before a break, we're talking, you brought those magic letters up, C2E, you mentioned cloud. let's start down that path, because I know that's central to goal three of your strategy, which is building up the core. I know C2E is just getting started, so there may not be a ton to talk about, but give me a sense. You're excited about it. You're looking forward to it. You plan to use it. What's the build up for C2E that DIA is starting to consider?
Yeah. So C2E, you can add in DoD's JEDI, the Cape Eagle Crossing, which was part of bringing up Microsoft's Azure in O365 into our classified environment before C2E. They're all opportunities for us to move the ball down the field. And across all four of my goals, right? Customer centricity, goal number two, delivering data to the point of need. You know, the cloud plays a key role in that. Optimizing DIA CIO core, the cloud's in there. And then equipping our workforce, goal number four, is ensuring that our workforce can operate in those environments effectively as well. So, yeah, it's an exciting time as we're getting more opportunities to provide better mission capabilities to our customers and partners. At the same time, there's a little bit of anxiety associated with that. So as I was alluding to earlier, when I might have a workload in one and storage in another, and visualize that in a third, how do you orchestrate that across those multiple clouds effectively? And I think there's going to be a fairly large learning curve as we do that, and we're going to fail in some areas and then eventually succeed in that. And therein lies one of the key areas where I would like, right, and I need our partners, especially from industry and academia, to help us in that journey. Because if I just go it alone, like we did on C2S, it took us a couple years to finally become fully conversant in what cloud meant and how to utilize that. And so as each one of those clouds offer different capabilities and different opportunities, not only for within CONUS, but for me, I need it globally. So where are we going to put these OCONUS that supports it? Because as of right now, physics still rule the day. And if I'm supporting a customer in Afghanistan, which we are, and it has to come all the way back to Northern Virginia where our cloud is, physics plays a role in this. And so it then forces us to look at our entire architectures. And so how do we architect edge nodes that talk back to the mothership and that provides all that support? And then, by the way, what happens when our transport between Afghanistan and here goes down for whatever reasons? And they go down frequently across the world. We've seen just recently, just this past week, Verizon went down in the Northeast Corridor. It was a fiber cut up in Brooklyn. It shut down large parts of the Northeast Corridor. Well, we have those same environments. So how do you architect your entire ecosystem knowing that those things are going to happen? So you have to have that level of redundancy and resiliency built into it. And it can't be just a single node, cloud node, back on the East Coast that provides support to the whole world. That's just not feasible. So the opportunity of C2E with multiple clouds, multiple opportunities, yeah, it's exciting within the constraints that I said, that, hey, there's a level of anxiety of ensuring that we understand how to orchestrate across all that.
As this contract, as this opportunity gets stood up, and it's going to, you know, potentially be a couple more months before you can start putting task orders against it, are you at DIA already saying, we want to put this workload in C2E, we don't want to put that workload in C2E? Is that process or that application rationalization piece, is that already happening?
So that thought process is ongoing to the extent of what we know. We don't fully know all the details yet of the C2E and the various vendors' capabilities. There's some things that we know about. And so, yes, for example, in C2S, transaction rates in storage is expensive. So if you have a high transaction rate going into that, it's probably not the place you want to do that. Oracle is going to be one of them. Oracle talks about, hey, we're going to have no transaction rate in there, so you're paying by the byte of storage used. on that. And here's what our rates are, which at face value seems a lot lower. And then that kind of makes sense if all the performance metrics are also met, that says, okay, I might want to put more storage in the Oracle Cloud because of that, those, the business rules, if you will. So that's the kind of thought process that's going on now. How are we going to orchestrate this? And not only with the cloud, but also on-prem. So we still have a hybrid environment. And I don't see anything in the short term that's going to say that I'm going to get out of that. I just had a session yesterday with IndoPaycom customers, and they sit on an island, and one of their concerns is, hey, what happens when we become disconnected in comms? How are we going to operate when everything's off? Most things are off island. And they're like, Jack, have you thought about, and can you help us move forward with, perhaps we need to have a data center, a cloud node on the island of Oahu.
How much did you guys use C2S, or how much, or maybe the broader question is, how much are you already in the cloud? And I know you can't maybe be specific, but is it 10%? Is it 40%? Are you able to give me a sense?
I would just say in C2S right now, with our sets of applications, it's a little bit hard to define because it's in that hybrid environment. So I may have an application in C2S, but I also have it in a warm backup state on-prem because it's a critical application. I'd tell you, we're probably in the 40% to 45% using the cloud. I would love to get to a higher rate, especially in storage. I think that we need to go move to storage as a service and outsource that, because that is not a core capability that I think I'm good at. And the reason being is the way storage gets allocated. So a program needs, for example, 100 gigs worth of data. They say they do, but in reality, they only use 10, but we've allocated 100. And so I've got 90 gigs that is just spinning and is never used. And so we're buying that much storage when I only need a percentage of that storage. And storage as a service will help change some of that.
You've been listening to our interview with Jack Gumtow, Chief Information Officer at the Defense Intelligence Agency, speaking there with Federal News Network's Jason Miller. You can find this interview online. Head to federalnewsnetwork.com and search Federal Insights. I'm Eric White.
Thank you for listening to Federal Insights for March, part of the Digital Modernization Series discussing managed services, sponsored by GDIT on Federal News Network.
We depend on IT every day to connect. This requires technology and practices that are constantly evolving to overcome changing demands. General Dynamics Information Technology accelerates the modernization of legacy IT environments and deploys advanced digital ecosystems, automation, managed services, software-defined networking, 5G IT infrastructure. GDIT modernizes the entire IT enterprise to power agency missions. GDIT, accelerate the power of modernization. Learn more at federalnewsnetwork.com, search digital modernization. The Federal News Network Community Spotlight is Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic. If a child you loved were fighting a critical illness, what would you give to make their wish come true? Now more than ever, local children need the hope a wish can bring, giving them joy when it matters most and helping them fight their illness. Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic needs your support to make wishes a reality for children in D.C., Maryland, and Northern Virginia. Donate today. For more info, visit federalnewsnetwork.com, search partners.